7.5 minutes left in the game. Played to Weeks again. Left side to Papali'i. Papali'i ducks out of a tackle. No, he doesn't. And the rate of the ball comes loose.
Nah, he threw that. That's Tigers' ball, I'd say.
I think, has he called a 2-on-1?
No, the referee called held, but the player isn't held. It's really frustrating aspect of the game.
Yeah, put him on the ground.
Weeks, Tarpany. And then, oh, the ball's been intercepted by Dewey. Dewey, let's see him score a try. He's over the 40. The chase is on from KO Weeks. KO Weeks misses him. Welcome back, Adam Dewey. 14 months out of the game and an intercept try under the posts. And the Lebanese community goes up and won for this little champion.
Yeah, how good is that? Adam Dewey just picks the pocket there. The second intercept try or second intercept breakaway for the West Tigers. Adam Dewey shows a clean pair of heels as well there, because we were commenting on the speed of Weeks and just how quick he is. Dewey is out of breath there as he smiles. Oh, what a return. How good is that to see Adam Dewey back in first grade?
Well, right at the beginning of the game, James, you said he doesn't have any strapping on his knee. He's had a fantastic start, but that's an amazing comeback. Late in the game, he takes an intercept and Weeks was chasing him. He just had way too much speed for him in the end. He just pulls away and he dives. God, you like to see people come back from injury and just get their confidence back straight away. You know, this Tigers side, mate, there's a fair bit of footy in them for next year. Or for the rest of this year if they keep on playing like this.
Well, it just makes you so happy, as the boys have said, to see Adam Dewey return from 14 months. He's had an awful, I'm going to say he's had a bastard of a run with injury.
Yeah.
And he scores
a try. Getting some stroganoff rissoles.
maybe we can get this, what was this bloke's name? Dan Pettigrew, to freeze up some frozen stroganoff rissoles for
Adam
Dewey.
That'd be fantastic, because he can ice his knee as well as take them home and then throw them in the microwave.
Well, maybe if they're frozen rissoles, he can start hurling them at people. Tigers 46, Raiders 24, and he gets a rest too, Adam. So 46-24, here's Appy Korosau, right in front of the post, 400,000%, says the kick predictor. And it's 48-24, down to you, Brent Reed, for NIB.
Yeah, as you know, then we're in it. Adam Dewey's left the field now. He's been given a break. And I tell you what, you should have heard the reception he got from the crowd here. They were chanting his name. They're on their feet. Great moment for him after such a long time out of the game, Gordy.
Yeah, it's been way too long. We just saw a crowd shot. There's a bloke with orange hair and he takes his shirt off. I thought it was Dobbo for a minute. But Dobbo's not that fit. Oh, Jesus.
Well, we've had some fun today.
Tigers 48, you can't unsee.
Raiders 24. And the ball is taken by Aiden Caesar. And then it's going to be given to Bolle. Tigers 48, Raiders 24. Any talk of a comeback is now off with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Korosau. We've got the ball coming across now. We've got a headgear on the field.
Heath Mason.
Ball is played back. Yeah, Heath Mason. Caesar. And then Alex Safar will play it back to Aiden Caesar, who goes out of dummy half up toward the halfway line. And that's where they'll stop him. Now, as I said, Raiders have Storm next week. Tigers have Roosters. Bolle, Galvin, Sam Fainu kicks for himself, chases it through, and then it's picked up by Jordan Rapana, who's 21 metres out, plays to Timoko. Timoko makes some yards out of dummy half, flicks the pass back, picked up by Jordan Rapana, and he's met by Mason. 20 metres his own side of halfway. 4 minutes left in the game. Then the ball comes across to Sebastian Chris. At Triple M underscore NRL, this bloke with the rissole says, Gordy, do you want to come over for dinner? Well, no, he doesn't, mate. For all we know, you're a bloody mass murderer. Here's Ethan Strange, getting out of one tackle, getting out of two, and for all we know, you leave your door open to encourage intruders like Crazy Joe Davola. Levi's a dummy half. Atta Mariotta goes over the halfway line. And he's brought down by Bolle. 3 minutes left in the game on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Then KO Weeks. Then Rapana. Then it goes to Timoko, who kicks it straight over the sideline. And so that's probably the way the afternoon has gone for poor old Raiders. Timoko hasn't had much to do. He tries a little kick, but it just goes over the sideline before Nick Kotrick can get to it. Linesman Ziggy puts the flag up. 30 metres out, West Tigers get the ball back. Triple MVP for Employment Hero. And we'll get James Graham to do that at full time. There'll be plenty of contenders as... And really, alarming couple of weeks for the Raiders going into that Storm game too. Naden now takes the tackle. And Coruscant gets into dummy half to the left side. It's Galvin. It's Fainu. He gets a pass away to Atape, who comes back in field and heads out again. The ball is loose, and then Heath Mason loses it over the sideline. I think you'll find it's a Raiders ball on the Harvey Norman replay.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes ago. I think both teams aren't showing too much respect for the football now. You saw the Raiders throw it around, and now with the Tigers with 13 players back on, didn't have too much space. And just then the Tigers, I think they desperately want to get to 50.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice for them. The 10,000 that have bothered to turn up are absolutely loving it. And 90 seconds left in the game. Down to you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, and as I said, it's been a great afternoon for the West Tigers and these fans who turned out in Maroon. They've hammered them, not coming out in their in the numbers they should. But at the 10,000 here, they've got a real show from this Tigers team. And great to see these young kids come up, get a chance, and stand up in the NRL. So the future's bright here. It's not as bad as a lot of people think.
Levi, Trey Mooney. Mooney up toward the halfway line. Mooney can't get the pass away. 50 seconds left in this game. Tarpany. Whitehead has it now. Whitehead gets a little pass away to Kotrick. He can't get to it, and he kicks it straight over the sideline with 25 seconds left. Can we call this off with the 25 seconds left and get an early crack at the Ream hot water? This game has tapered right off. James Graham.
Yeah, it really has, Maroon. There's been plenty of points scored, but yeah, that'll be all she wrote, I think. And yeah, reason to, for the Tigers fans to be optimistic. Some cracking performances from some younger players in the Tigers ranks as well.
Alrighty. Triple MVP still to come. And remembering, once again, our call team will be live on air with the best radio coverage of State of Origin this coming Wednesday. Dan leads a call team of Origin legends and heroes. There's the full-time siren at Campbelltown. A wonderful victory for West Tigers. They've beaten the Raiders 48 points to 24. And some wonderful individual performances. I would say Abby Coruscant, but that would be obvious. But some players who really stood up for the West Tigers today. In a lot of ways, it is hard to pick an individual. It was a real team effort, James.
Yeah, it really was. And yeah, the Tigers from the very get-go were up for the contest, and plenty of strong individual performers. They rode the wave of the Canberra Raiders. Canberra will be disappointed with their effort, but take nothing away from the Tigers to come up with 48 points. Yeah, what a performance from them.
And, of course, I think the one of the many highlights today, a return to Adam Dewey. He scored an intercept try. He ran about 80 metres to do it. He beat a couple of tackles to do it. And we're just so happy for Adam. And here's to some injury-free footy ahead for a bloke who's done his ACL about 47 times, it feels like. Let's go down to Brent Reed, who's with Appy.
Yeah, Appy, you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, it's actually mixed emotions, you know. I don't think that was good enough when we went down to 12 there, but yeah, win's a win, I guess.
I was going to say that. I mean, I know obviously disappointed with that phase of the game, but apart from that, you had a lot of young kids playing again today. I mean, they've stood up the last couple of weeks, right?
Oh, 100%, mate. We've been, you know, hit with a lot of injuries, and these young kids are coming to the side these last couple of weeks and, you know, really revamped us in our energy. So it's incredible. But also, I've got to pay respect to the experienced boys too. They're really standing up as well.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, up here. It's Jimmy Graham here. Congratulations on the victory today. You were outstanding for the Tigers. But some of the forwards as well probably don't get the same mentions due to the number of points that was scored. I thought Sam Faino did an excellent job in cover defence. What have you made of his rise into first grade this season?
Mate, he's been one of our most important players, to be honest. It's like you said, you know, it's all those little things that people don't really recognise, but the amount of effort he puts in, kick chasing, cover tackles, and still does his job in attack. So he's that valuable to us, and yeah, hats off to him. He's my man of the match today.
Hey, Appy, it's Gordon Tallis here. It must be good to see Adam Dewey back. He's had a lot of time on the sideline, but for his first game back, showed a lot of confidence and had a great game for you guys.
Mate, he's incredible. To be honest, I don't think he was that fast before the ACLs. So hats off to him. He's been working so hard, man, and you see him grinding all the time. So to see him come back, but not just come back and play the way he did, man, he was incredible. So, yeah, hats off to him too.
Thank you, Appy. Congratulations today, old mate. And you scored 20 individual points. So there's one for there's one to remember from Appy Korosau, a leader of the West Tigers. They've won the game by 48 points to 24 on the Beacon Trade scoreboard. We'll just get Reedy to try and find us one or two more interviews. But I am not personally concerned, but I know the Raiders would have to feel the last couple of weeks where they've just really dropped off. And I wonder where they go from here with the Storm their next game. But we'll have more of an opportunity, I hope, to talk about that at the back end of this game. Just waiting on Reedy, triple MVP for employment hero. We could probably get to that, could we? Or no, we might. Yes, we'll go to that right now, James Graham. Are you ready for your triple MVP?
I sure am, Maroon. And like you say, very difficult to separate the Tigers players, and it's all three Tigers players for me. Obviously, honourable mentions due to the fact of the convincing victory. I've gone honourable mentions to Adam Dewey on return and Seyfarth, who was outstanding off the bench for them. But 1 point goes to Sam Faino. He was outstanding. He was outstanding, great in attack, but also the cover defence as well. 2 points to Lockie Galvin, who comes up with two tries and one try assist. 3 points, though, to Captain Courageous Appy Korosau. Three try assists, a try for himself as well. He was outstanding and knocked up 40 tackles as well. So without him, I don't think the Tigers play anywhere near where they do.
Employment hero.
Where they did, rather.
From hired to retired, Employment Heroes HR recruitment and payroll software handles it all. Employment solved. Search Employment Hero today. They bring us the triple MVP, as done by the one and only James Graham. And one more reminder, make it smart with the new McSmart meal from Macca's. Two burgers, small fries and small soft drink for $6.95. And you can get that at Macca's. Hot water, if it needs replacing, go for the one that's steady, hot and strong. And ask your plumber to install a ream. We're just about ready to go to the player of the day. Specsavers player of the day. Was that the halftime whistle or did you just get a text? Don't miss a thing with Specsavers Audiology. Book a hearing appointment today for high definition sound at low Specsavers prices. Here is the play of the day.
Was that the halftime whistle or did you just get a text? Don't miss a thing with Specsavers Audiology. Book a hearing appointment today for high definition sound at low Specsavers prices. The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Caesar, Galvin, and Buller's gone through. Got a pass away to Farnapai. Back inside to Dewey. They're going to score. Dewey. He's got support. Lockie Galvin. Galvin scores. Oh, yes. What a try. Celebrate rugby league with a great try from the West Tigers. With Lockie Galvin on the sideline, Brent Reed and Lockie Galvin.
Sorry, Lockie, just heard your try there while you're on the Cairns. It was a great start to the game.
Yeah, no, get my first try in the NRL. It took 11 games, so I was waiting to get one, but no, it was a mad feeling at Campbelltown.
What was it like today? I mean, obviously 10,000 here, and this club's had some rocky times, but there's a crop of young guys coming through, and you've played with a lot of them. They played today, and you really stood up.
Yeah, 100%. I think us getting more experience each game, us younger boys, and especially we had two debutants last week and another this week with Luke. I think if we just keep working hard and getting games under our belt in the next couple of years, we can be a real big threat.
What's it been like for you? Like, you've been the news the last couple of weeks. How have you handled it?
No, I just try to ignore all that, but it's obviously hard being in the news, and you know, you see it on all over the socials and that, but I just try to ignore it and keep having fun and loving my footy, and it's good that's all settled now, and just focus on my rugby league, and great to be back.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Lockie, it's James Graham here. Congratulations on the performance and the victory this afternoon. I want to ask you about the message at halftime, what Benji Marshall said to the group, because, wow, you came out in that second half and really looked to throw the ball around and put on some points.
Yeah, Benji just come in and said, we don't lose our intent. We just keep playing hard and don't let them get over the top of us. We had the role in the first half and we don't want to lose that. So, yeah, just said, come out with more intent than the first half, and then I think we did that. So, it was great.
Good on you, Lockie. Go and enjoy it with your teammates, old mate. Couple of tries today, and as he said, his first try in first grade. That kind of shocked me because I'd seen a little bit of his, junior football, and he scored a lot of tries. But wonderful player, and he's got a wonderful future, and he gets a couple of tries today. Full-time, a wonderful victory to the West Tigers. They've beaten Canberra 48-24. On behalf of Gordy, on behalf of James Graham and Brent Reed, my name is Anthony Maroon. For My to 10, here are the highlights as Triple M rocks the footy. Shut up.
Triple M rocks footy. Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Get expert service trusted by the trade at your local Mitre 10 trade centre.
Quick play, the ball, Appy. Left side they go to Galvin. Oh, away from one, away from two. Oh, what a start to this game. End to end. And Tigers score first, jammer.
That is sensational stuff.
Tigers ball, six again. Getting up to play it back, Bolle. There he is, a dummy half. Ondae Boo, he's going to score. Laulili on the Boo for the West Tigers. Not even 11 minutes into the game. Dewey, a dummy half. Shows it. Goes back toward the centre. Gets the pass. Then on to Fainu. He gets it down. And that's a try. And they can't take that one away from Sione Fainu. Fuller's gone through. Got a pass away to Fatapai. Back inside to Dewey. They're going to score. Dewey. He's got support. Lockie Galvin. Galvin scores. Oh, yes. What a try. Celebrate rugby league with a great try from the West Tigers. Getting under it to take it on the full is Jordan Rapana. He's dropped it. It's picked up by Coruscant. He flicks it back inside to Fuller. You know what? They're over again, baby. Kenny Levi over the line. Does he get it down? Jesse does. So finally the Raiders get a try. Coruscant, he got one away to Toya Kamanu, and he scores a try. That's just too easy. Galvin kicks for the in goal. It sits up straight into the arms of Abby Coruscant, who scores under the post. And all I can say is, when you're hot, you're hot. The Raiders have 13. The Tigers have 12. And Weeks, Rapana. He gets one out to Kotrick, and Kotrick scores a nice try in the corner. Weeks has gone right through. Weeks needs support. Weeks might not need support. Weeks is going to go all the way and score a great try. Gayo Weeks. Weeks kicks out to his winger. Taken on the full, knocked back. Picked up then by Ethan Strange. He'll get up and go again. We'll have a look at this. It's a try. Oh, the ball's been intercepted by Dewey. Let's see him score a try. He's over the 40. The chase is on from Gayo Weeks. Gayo Weeks misses him. Welcome back, Adam Dewey. 14 months out of the game and an intercept try out of the post. There's the full-time siren at Campbelltown. A wonderful victory for West Tigers. They've beaten the Raiders 48 points to 24.
McDonald's and Ringhop order. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays and more. That's LISTNR.